49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
Thanks for tuning in. Scott Kegley and Ted Robinson back with another edition of Teddy Football. And Ted, the last 2 weeks really haven't been what the 49ers have expected, and last week a 20-point loss to the Colts. How do you kind of sum up the state of affairs here with the 49ers through 3 weeks?
Well, clearly disappointing, Scott. And I can be honest, I've said this a little bit on our shows on KNBR as well, that, you know, the Seattle game wasn't any fun, but you sort of understood what happened. This past Sunday, I still don't understand what happened. I'm sure the coaches are having a hard time figuring out what happened. Because even though the Colts are an 11-win team and a playoff team last year, that's not the kind of team that should have handled and won the game as they did. So we all understand what's ahead here tonight and Thursday night in St. Louis. My gosh, you got to turn around. You got to play a tough division game on the road without some, if not a whole group of Pro Bowl players, elite players. So, yeah, I mean, the old phrase in football, Scott, is next man up. We've morphed into next men up.
Yeah, several players. Status still kind of to be determined for Thursday night, and you have to think, you know, hopefully Vernon Davis would be back. Kind of seemed like he might be a go last week with the hamstring. Greg Roman said he'd be a game time decision. Do you expect a guy like Vernon to play? And then also with a guy like Pat, you know, who knows if it's going to be him or Michael Wilhoit?
You know, the difficulty of this, Scott, I think is magnified by the loss to Indianapolis. If the 49ers were 2-1 coming into this game, there might be a little more sense and much easier to play it cautiously. At 1-2, it shouldn't change that dynamic, but there's always the human nature that it might. You have 10 days off until the next game, which is another very good team in Houston. And you have a hamstring with Vernon, a groin with Patrick, and without having access to the medicals, you'd say, okay, the smart thing to do would be to hold back on those guys and give them 10 more days and make sure they're good to go so we don't have any re-injury or relapse. But especially in the case of Vernon, it was pretty clear how much his presence was missed last Sunday at home. So I'll be anxious, like everybody, to see what happens Thursday night. Do Vernon and or Patrick actually, are they good enough and cleared and safe enough to play?
And one of the biggest questions really after the Colts game was why Frank Gore maybe wasn't more involved in the offense, especially given his success during the first half. And we had so many questions flow in on that exact topic on Twitter, people using the hashtag TeddyFootball, sending us in questions. And at Kevin Molina 85, is Thursday the day we begin to see the recommitment to the running game, he asked.
Well, that and Scott, I'm with you. I've heard a bunch of tweets and fans ask the same question. And I think many of us who watch the team and care about the team are asking the same question ourselves. So this is all common. We saw it in the first quarter and that drive for the touchdown. I think everybody. I felt it in the stadium. I don't know how you did, Scott, but I felt the vibe back. Okay, people looked and said, all right, we blocked people. Frank Gore ran. Kendall Hunter had a nice break for the touchdown run. This was the 49ers. And that didn't get sustained. And for, you know, whatever the reasons are, it didn't get sustained. And yeah, the second half we saw the play calling change and not become that lineup and knock people off the ball and run it. Especially, Scott, if Vernon Davis doesn't play Thursday night, I'm not sure how many options the 49ers are going to have. Now, this lends to an interesting matchup thing for fans. And if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you're a hardcore fan. The best part of St. Louis's defense is their D-line. Their D-line played very well against the 49ers last year. Probably the best D-line play that the Niners saw all year against them was St. Louis's. Their secondary is very inexperienced. Outside of Cortland Finnegan, they're playing. Now, Janoris Jenkins is a good player, but he's a second-year guy. They've got T.J. McDonald, Tim's son, who's a rookie. They're playing second-year guys and rookies back there. So that would be the logical place you might try to go. But are the 49ers really equipped to attack the Rams where they may be the most vulnerable on defense? I think that's a question we would have a hard time answering yes to that.
Yeah, well, the next question from Twitter and at Rel Sports Talk. This is, I think, the second question we've answered from them. Are we throwing the ball to show people that we think we can? or that think we can't, that we actually can? And are they, second part to that, Ted, or is that something that we're going to have to do a little bit more this week to kind of set up the run a little bit more?
Let me answer that. It's a great question, by the way. Thank you on Twitter for that. I'm going to answer that with a little bit of go back to last year. Randy Moss, and this is just my view of again, but Randy's presence here last year, a lot of people scoffed or rolled their eyes, and Randy wasn't what he once was, which may well have been true. He still could go deep. And even if it wasn't the most effective, it forced defenses to respect that he could, and they did. They respected the fact that he could go down the field. One thing that has been very evident in the last two games is the 49ers have not even tried a downfield shot, I mean a deep ball. And without the even trying that, defenses don't respect. And I think I can't fathom that it won't be infinitely more difficult to get the offense going again if you don't make the defenses respect not just that you can throw the ball, that you can throw the ball down the field. We all know Colin Kaepernick can do that. He's got an incredible arm, and he's got a very good deep ball thrower. The question is, you know, is the receiving there? Are the patterns there? Can guys get open? And can you force the defense to respect that? I think it's going to be very difficult to get the running game completely where you want it to be if you can't balance things. And it's the word everybody uses, balance, and make them respect that we're going to throw the ball down the field a little bit.
Yeah, precision is Jim Harbaugh is trying to coax out of his team this week. And the final question from at LX Saps, how does Alden's absence affect Justin Smith? I think obviously it's going to affect more than just Justin Smith, but certainly the Smith brothers last year were a talented and a tandem to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very good question, because one thing that I think bears a little bit of scrutiny if you're a 49er fan again is how the defensive front plays against the run. And these are small things, but the 49er defense, Scott, I use the analogy to baseball. In 2011, we saw a defense that had a 400 season. They hit 400. Now, you're not going to do that again, but it hits 400 twice. Last year, the defense probably hit 350. Right now, after the last couple of games, maybe 300. And small things, you know, run plays that should be stopped for no gain, 1 or 2 yards, are now going for 4. And when that happens 10 times in a game, you just add up the yardage difference, and it just changes a dynamic dramatically. And teams, I've noticed in the last two games, have been willing to run at Justin. They've run at Justin and Alden on that side of the line and had some ability to gain yardage doing that. So I think that's something to watch, especially with Alden out now, and whichever way Vic Fangio goes in replacing that side. Does he flip Ahmad Brooks over? Does Lemon Ye, is he ready to play a lot of snaps in that spot? I think we'll start obviously finding that answer on Thursday night, but I would be interested, without Steven Jackson in St. Louis now, without the battering ram running back, no pun, can the 49ers stop the run? Can they stop the run the way that they've been accustomed to the last couple of years? Can the defensive front be sturdy and stop? And of course, the loss of Ian Williams magnifies that. Glenn Dorsey's playing a lot in that spot. And I just think you want to see, against a team that doesn't have right now a feature running back, this would be a game where I would want to see the 49er defense completely stop the run.
And it's going to be interesting to see, like you mentioned, who steps up there. Corey Lemonnier, Dan Scuda, both newcomers to this team, and both had outstanding preseasons. Yeah. But now's the time to step up. It's prime time, and the whole nation's going to be watching.
Step up, a chance for young guys to grow up in a hurry, as Mike Chazanoff tells me.
All right, thanks so much, Ted. Mike Chazanoff, the PR guru that he is, walking by us here on set. Thanks so much, Ted.
All right, Scott, good seeing you.